Hi and welcome to the Rugby Pass podcast. I'm Rugby Pass editor Hayden Donnell. Your regular host Scotty Stevenson is away. He's in Rio contracting the Zika virus, swimming in the sewerage, so he won't be here. I'm here with Callum Henderson. Callum is an international expert on Super Rugby, rugby and league mascots. He's a league tragic and also just generally tragic figure. And I'm also here with Madeline Chapman, the first girl selected to the Wellington under 11 rugby team. That's a team with the boys.
Not this year.
It was a couple of years ago. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're here talking about the Super Rugby final between Wellington, the Hurricanes and the Lions.
Yep.
Who do you want to win?
I am leaning towards the Lions. I've been hearing a lot from Hurricanes fans all week. And
do you think they're kind of noxious and annoying? Like maybe you just don't want to hear about their tragic history and more about how sad they are.
They've been playing.
Like, not one more word from you, John Campbell, New Zealand broadcaster. Not one more word from you, Scotty Stevenson. Not one more word from you, Toby Manhire, another Wellington tragic.
I just think something about Super Rugby will change irrevocably.
Yeah.
If the Hurricanes actually do win, and I don't know if we're ready for that kind of world.
You don't want change in some ways.
I'm strongly against change.
In general.
In rugby and sport in general.
Yeah. So it'd be like the way of things has, like, the world has permanently shifted on its axis if the Hurricanes were to break their curse and become a champion team. Like, the world that we're living in wouldn't be the same.
On the other hand, it will make some people slightly happier for a short amount of time.
But ultimately, is it worth it? Mm.
No.
Yeah, interrupting 21 years of consistent tragedy and futility just for one brief moment of happiness. Do you really want that? Do you really want to change your life that much?
Sport is a game of winners and losers, Hayden. And if the Hurricanes win, there'll be no more losers in New Zealand rugby. And that's everything goes haywire.
The Blues are working hard to kind of like get back to...
They're old winners. So
yeah, I know, but they're still like, after a little while. In American sport, like if a team hasn't won since the 1940s or something, you know, the Red Sox are a good example of that, then they're losers again. After like six decades, then they're massive losers and tragic again. The Blues are going that way. They can do it. What I'm really wanting to know, though, is why Callum is a traitorous jerk who should renounce his New Zealand citizenship. So, Madeline, can you answer that?
I think some people just don't like to see others succeed. You know, the Hurricanes have been watching other people win and be joyous and be happy for years. And I honestly think that us Hurricanes fans won't really know what to do if we do win. It'll be sort of like shell shock. It'll be an empty stadium. Probably next season, no one will go and watch the games again.
It sounds like you're making the case for not winning.
No, I think it's just that Callum is overstating the change that will happen if the Hurricanes. I think we're so used to losing and so used to our sort of way of life as Hurricanes fans that winning once we're not suddenly going to become like champions of New Zealand rugby.
Yeah.
We're still going to be the Hurricanes that have only won once and, you know.
So deep in your heart, like underneath, if you peel back all the layers of wins and all those, then deep in your heart, you're still a massive loser.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think Hurricanes fans, if they really dig deep, will find that they're afraid of winning.
What do you mean? Could you unpack that?
Well,
psychologically?
It's kind of going into the great unknown of
the
being Super Rugby champions.
Yeah. What I feel like is you're almost imbuing this with too much of a metaphysical kind of psychological...
That may well be the case.
Yeah, element. Whereas Madeline just is like, I've lost for a long time, I want to win. And you're like, you're kind of being a jerk to her.
Mm.
I'm just trying to mediate. This isn't, you know, like, I'm just trying to...
All I'm saying is if the Lions win, it's good.
Yeah.
And if the Hurricanes win... It's good too, but less good, maybe a little bit bad. I don't know.
But aren't they both equally as tragic as teams?
That's a stunningly hot take there, by the way, Skip Bayless. That was, woo, woo, that was hot off the presses. I don't know, they are both equally tragic. It's not like the Lions have won before. Why should the Hurricanes have claim to this great ocean of misery? You know, other people have felt misery. I feel misery every day. I'm not a Hurricanes fan. They don't have exclusive claim to the big gold mine filled with misery. I mean, not gold mine, coal mine maybe. It's probably more of a coal mine of misery. You know, what gives you the right to say, oh, you know, we deserve this? Why can't the Blues have it?
Well, because the Blues suck. You can be a loser who's good, and then you get a chance at not being a loser. But at the moment, yeah, the Blues are definitely going the way of the Red Sox, and just they're losing badly for extended periods of time, and people are forgetting that they used to be good. But the Red Sox did come back and win.
Let's imagine a bizarro world for just a second where the Blues are in the final.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Lions. Would you be going for the Blues? Would you be happy for the Blues? Or would you pull a Callum and say that, you know, the Blues have to maintain their losing streak?
No, I would go for the Blues.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a decent thing to do. Yeah, it's hard to go for, you know, if there's a New Zealand... I don't know, maybe the Crusaders might be the only team that I would not go for.
Those jerks do not need to win again.
No.
Yeah. They win against us too much.
It's a good point, though. New Zealand always wins Super Rugby. I think it would probably be good if someone from South Africa actually won. You know? I mean, I know the Sharks.
Yeah,
but, you know.
You're coming around.
Yeah, maybe the Lions should win. Maybe they should win.
Who are they, favourites or Hurricanes favourites?
Hurricanes are strong
favourites. Another knock against the Hurricanes, I think, is that their ticket selling record is appalling.
Yeah.
Callum, you were elaborating on this earlier.
If you watch the semi-final, you see there's a sea of empty yellow seats.
Disgusting.
It was a poorly attended game. Actually, it was all right. They had 20,000 or something like that.
Despicable.
But the final sold out in minutes, and hawkers were selling inflated price tickets. So... it brings into question for me, the Hurricanes fans, the loyalty to the team.
Another factor in bandwagons.
Yeah,
bandwagons.
New Zealand in general is a bandwagon country. We tend to
whoa there.
Yeah, you know, Olympics come around, we're all big fans of athletes, and you know,
I follow rowing all 4 years. I'm always on the rowing.
Huge bandwagoners. So it's sort of, you know, it's not surprising that the capital city of a bandwagon country is
kayaking,
full of bandwagoners.
Kayaking, love it. Stand up paddleboard, is that a sport yet?
No.
Not yet.
Follow it. 4 years.
2024.
4 year round. I am not a bandwagon supporter at all. What I think it does show, though, is that... It's not that they're bandwagon, it's just that they're psychologically scarred. They didn't think they were going to win, you know. Now they're finally, after all this winning and this decisive winning, they're finally ready to commit back to the team. You know, it's like a boyfriend who's trying to win back a girl. It takes a lot of jumping through hoops, you know. You've got to really pull out all the stops. And then finally, after you've really proved your love, maybe she'll take you back. And that's where the Hurricanes fans are at.
For me, it's more a case of overconfidence of anything, and combined with thriftiness. They thought, we're going to win the semi-final,
So save up and just buy a ticket to the final. Stay at home and watch the semi-final on TV.
You've really turned the tables on me, where I was alleged you were getting too psychological earlier, and now you've come up with a very practical reason for this while I'm deep in the psychotherapy realm. It's the end of the season. Thank God.
Long season. Started in February.
Whew.
Too long.
Too long? That's what we're kind of asking. Like, was this new format good? Was it bad?
I like the new format. I think it's fine. Get over it. Fine.
Could you elaborate, Stephen A. Smith?
You know, 18 teams now. Mm. You can't do the old... I mean, perfect world, every team plays each other once or twice. You get the best teams, chuck them in a semi-final, have the final. The 1992 Cricket World Cup was the perfect tournament because there was eight teams that played each other once, semi-final, you're done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
But expansion is inevitable. It's a reality of the business. And with 18 teams, imagine, like, there's already so spread out. You got South Africa, you got South America. The conference system cuts down the amount of traveling the teams have to do to, you know.
They should split it into, like, two perfect competitions. They should have, if they want to expand further, which it seems like the South African Rugby Board does, they should just split it into two Super 12s. The Super 12 was a perfect competition.
The Super 12 was probably the peak, of Super Rugby.
It was a beautiful competition. Just have two Super 12s, then maybe like a Champions Tournament. I'm really making this stuff up on the seat of the pants right now, but I feel like I'm on a hot streak. Rugby Board administrators, if you are listening, I am coming to you with gold. Right now, two Super 12s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the conference system, everyone kind of has their head in their hands saying, oh, I can't understand
this. I can't understand it. I do not know how we got here.
But look at the NBA. Look at every American sport has a conference system, and they don't seem to have much of a problem getting on with their lives.
We have like 18 conferences in this 18-team league. The NBA has two conferences. Oh, well, I guess so. They've got divisions. They have the Eastern and the Western.
They get on with it. It's basically the same thing. If anything, we just need to go further. And as you were saying, maybe to have two Super 12s.
Yeah.
The Eastern or the, you know, the Eastern and the Western Conference, like they did in the NBA.
Madeline, you bloody hated this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was too long and it was confusing. Are you confused?
It was very long. I had a couple... Every time they put up those like hypothetical graphs of, you know, trying to put the two scorecards together, nothing made sense. I think they were just making it up. And then they just chose the semi-finalists because probably off Scotty Stevenson's semi-final power ranking picks.
Yeah, or Paul Mazur, our oracle at at Rugby Pass. It seems like they just rigged the semi-finals and the quarterfinals according to his picks because... He's been perfect for 3 weeks.
Both Paul and Scotty have been eerily prescient in their predictions.
It's weird. We have basically like those people that spat out bowling balls out of their brain from Minority Report just operating on Rugby Pass. I can't remember what they're called, but seers or oracles or something. Scotty Stevenson and Paul Mazur have got every pick right for weeks on end.
So what are their picks for...
Hurricanes.
Paul the Oracle is picking the Hurricanes, and if the Hurricanes are leading towards the end, it could blow out because Lions will just play crazy rugby, throw it around.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It could blow out, but it'll be a good game.
I'm looking forward to it.
We can all agree is that rugby will be the winner on the day. It's going to be good.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible. I'll just say finally in defense of the conference system that the best two teams made the final. So that's proof in the pudding.
It's fine.
Yep.
Proof is in the pudding.
Stop worrying about it.
Eat the pudding.
Just enjoy the rugby.
Eat the pudding.
Enjoy the rugger.
Lastly, Super Rugby is going to be over.
What do we do next?
What do we do?
What are we going to do?
I have literally nothing else in my life, maybe besides Pokemon.
Just watch the Sevens rugby at the Olympics. Opening ceremony is right before the final. There we go.
What? Really? I actually didn't know that timetable.
So what? The opening ceremony happens and then the sevens rugby final happens.
No.
What?
No, the opening ceremony happens and then a couple of hours later the Super Rugby final happens.
Oh.
And then the Olympics have begun. And sevens rugby is part of the Olympics.
Were they holding the sevens tournament before the Olympics having the final? Okay. No, I get you now. I'm on board. I'm not going to watch the sevens. I will watch the sevens, but I think maybe I'll try and commit to the NRL.
The NRL is heating up. There's 5 rounds to go before the playoffs. It's getting serious.
Who are you picking?
That's a good question.
The mighty Warriors.
Yeah. Warriors.
NZ Warriors.
The Warriors are in a 3-way race for the 8th spot.
We're just where we like it. That's how we get. That's how we make it every year.
It makes the whole season exciting if you're almost, but if you're on the verge like that.
Rugby Pass is under.
Sorry for the Sharks. You know
why? Because they'll be up against a red hot Warriors side.
No, they're not. The Sharks aren't playing the Warriors this weekend.
Yeah.
This must be boring, just winning every game.
Yeah, I guess so. No, I mean, when the Warriors finally make it to the final, the Sharks will be up against a resurgent Warriors side. But, I mean, we've been in trouble on Rugby Pass lately for constantly bashing the Sharks as a terrible side full of cheaters. And I'd just like to go out on the record and say I love the Sharks. I love everything about them.
Comes with the territory. If you win 15 games in a row, people are going to have a pop.
Yeah.
People are going to say you're bad. But yeah. Not really. We love the Sharks. Ben Barber, what a player.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, well, hottest ticket. What should we watch? NRL. What NRL games should we watch?
Sharks are a fun team to watch. Okay. There's back 3, a lot of tries. Raiders are resurgent. Raiders Sharks this weekend is probably the 2 former teams of the competition going head to head. Sharks coming off the back of a golden point game that they couldn't decide. It went 10 minutes extra time.
It's crazy.
Nobody managed to get a drop goal, nobody got a try. That was on Monday night as well, so it's a short turnaround for them. And I think the Raiders could sneak a win there.
This is all good analysis. I'm going to ignore it and just wait for Aviva to start up in September. So thank you very much, Callum. Thank you very much, Madeline. That's the Rugby Pass podcast.